Amen. Well, praise the Lord. What's wrong with you? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Everyone is what's going on? Now, saints, praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's all.
Amen.
That's the general subject. Why? Enjoying the Lord and praising God.
Amen.
That's the general subject. And you can't be sad and praising at the same time. It's impossible. So that's why I was a little shocked when everyone was like, okay, what's going on? You just heard praising God.
Amen.
Saints, this is very, very crucial. One of the most important things in our Christian life is how much we praise and enjoy God.
Amen.
When these two things are missing in our lives, honestly, saints, we are just religious Christians. Just religious. That means we know these things, but it's not real in our lives. So when I saw the subject, right, enjoying and praising God, my spirit was refreshed. Very, very refreshed. Sure. It's not something so huge, so big. It's not a deep truth, but it's something that can be applied in our daily living.
Amen.
And I was so impressed, Brother Ron took time off to go through the verses by verse by verse, showing us the key to enjoying the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So, I'm just going to repeat exactly what he says. Why? Repetition equals penetration.
Amen.
You know, that means when I repeat, it penetrates. I'm not going to speak something that is completely different from what he spoke. So, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God he gave me 15, 20 minutes so I can just read back what he read back to us.
Amen.
Okay? Message one, enjoying the Lord.
Amen.
And then he asks, can you genuinely say, when was the last time you enjoyed the Lord? Right? It's very easy to enjoy the Lord here. But when you are by yourself, I'm sorry, many times we don't. We don't enjoy the Lord. Right? Honestly. But the Christian life is a life of enjoyment.
Amen.
We know this. That's why he asked this question. When was the last time you enjoyed the Lord? I have to ask myself, Paul, when was the last time? But I can say, Lord, I mean, I do. I try my best. Why? It's like eating a good meal. No matter how good the meal is, no one can eat that for you. You have to eat it. That means I cannot enjoy the Lord for you. Nobody can do it for you. Right. And if you take away the enjoyment of the Lord, you are just a religious Christian. Especially when we go to the table meeting on the Lord's Day, right? So we do our best to be happy, enjoy the Lord at the table meeting. But once we go home, we are the most miserable human beings. Saints, praise the Lord. So he came in the joy of the presence, of the Lord's presence. Sure, we can't see him. We can't see him, but he sees us. He sees us. His presence is so dear to us. If you take away the presence of the Lord, saints, there's nothing left. And I remember Moses said, Lord, if your presence is not going with me, then I'm not going anywhere. I love that. I want your presence to be with me. And then that verse is Psalm 16:11. It says, you will make known to me the path of life. Lord, make known to me the path of life. In your presence is what? Is the fullness of joy. And your right hand, there are pleasures forever. So much pressure when you are in the presence of the Lord. I can testify many times. When you really sit with the Lord, enjoy Him, you can sense His presence right there. Especially when you sense His presence, you can just talk to Him like a good friend. You know, I'll tell you one story. One time, I was going through a very difficult time. I mean, very, very difficult. I wake up very early in the morning, so I pulled a chair and I sat here. I said, Lord, here, sit down. I need to talk to you. Serious. And I was so serious with him because the whole environment was pressing on me. The situation was difficult. At that time, the whole church, we were going through a difficult time. I said, Lord, here we are. So I just pour out. I was just talking to the Lord. Just, Lord, listen to me. I don't agree with this thing. I said, you don't even see the guy, but you say you don't agree with it. His presence was just there. Right? His presence is right there with us all the time. Because when you take away His presence, listen, saints, you are just in your mind. Thinking. That's a wonderful point. Say the joy of salvation, right? In Psalm 51, that's the prayer of David. He said, restore to me the gladness of your salvation and sustain me with a willing spirit. Yes, we are saved. We receive salvation. But don't forget, we need a daily salvation. We need to be saved from many things. First thing we got to be saved is here, our mind. The most dangerous thing in your whole life is your own mind. You know, your mind. Sometimes when you get here, right, you need salvation. I love the hymn, oh, to be saved from myself, dear Lord. Amen. Oh, to be saved. Right? What is this salvation? It's not when you receive the Lord. No. Yes. We know this salvation. But there is a daily salvation. A daily salvation. Praise the Lord. Then the joy of the Lord's word being where? In our heart. Your words were found. I love that verse in Jeremiah. Your words were found and I studied them, right? Am I quoting the wrong verse? Your words were found and I did what? Amen. And I ate them. I devoured the word. Amen. And that word what? Became. When you eat, it becomes something in you. Your words were found. Every morning, especially the younger ones here, please, eat the word. Amen. You know how to eat the word? Amen. Eat the Bible. Amen. Don't eat any other things. Amen. You know, the whole world, don't shoot me. The whole world these few weeks, you know what they've been eating? Football. The whole world. They're eating football, right? Right, Sweden, right? Everybody. Hey. But when they lose the game, they all go. sense. Your words were found, and I ate them. I ate them. The word became in me. Then whereon straight the word, the gladness of joy in our heart. Gladness of joy, where? In our heart. Why? Because our heart is so deceitful, very deceitful. Saints, the heart deceives you. Just as your mind deceives you, your heart deceives you. What makes you happy and joyful is the word of God. Saints. Lord Jesus. Then, four, the joy of living what? In the divine Romans. It says, God's whole intention of creating man is to what? Is to marry this man. God's whole intention. God loves man. That's why he created man. What is the purpose of God creating man is that God wants to be with man forever and ever and ever. Amen. That's the joy. That is the divine Romans. Deep in God's heart, his love for man is something else. It's like a young man meeting a young woman the first time. There's some sense of love from within you. That's how God loves man. Praise the Lord. You know, in that verse it says, let him kiss me. I love that. When I came into the church life first time, and I read that verse, oh my goodness, let him kiss me, kiss. What, there's a kiss in the Bible? Yes. He said, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. For your love is what? It's better. It's better than wine. Your love is better than wine. Thanks. It's incredible. It's a romance between God and man. Wonderful. Then five, it says the joy of the divine dispensing of the divine Trinity. He stressed the word dispensing. Dispensing. God's whole intention is to dispense himself as life into his chosen people. Especially the new ones here. What is dispensing? Dispensing is God's life being poured out into you daily. Just like the human beings. Yes, we have life. But we need a life supply. What is a life supply? Food. I was eating with Boise. And I travel a lot. And people ask me, what is the best country? You know, the best country to me, when the food is good. When the food is good, that means that country is the best country. Why? Because food is dispensing. Food gets into you. That's God's whole intention, that he will day by day, right, put something of himself into you. Amen. And that makes you the same as he is. Amen. Daily. Daily. It's not overnight. It's not one time. No. It's a day by day. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we need to treasure that word dispensing. Okay, then you come to six. It said the joy of what? Drinking the rivers of what? God's pleasure. Amen. There are many verses, he said, that speaks about eating. He who eats me shall live. He who eats me. But here it's talking about drinking. Joy of drinking of the rivers of what? God's pleasure. The more we drink him, the more he becomes so glad to us. In that verse, there's a river whose streams gladdens the entire city, the holy place of tabernacles of the Most High God. In Psalm 36, it says, they are saturated what? With the fatness of your heart. And you cause them to drink. We need to pray, Lord, cause me to drink.
Amen.
Get up in the morning. We don't want to drink. Sometimes you don't want to drink. You don't. You feel like. So that's why he causes you to read. He'll bring in some situation that will cause you. I'm serious. Many times he does that to me. So I don't want to wait till he calls me. I just do it straight away.
Amen.
Get out in the morning and say, Lord, I just want to touch you.
Amen.
I want to enjoy you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And the simple way to drink is to open your mouth.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Saints, it works. I'm serious. First thing it does is to get you out of your mind. Your mind here. Saints. You understand? This thing here. I hate my mind. Serious. Certain times there are some thoughts here. Thoughts. I say to my wife many times, if my wife knows what I'm thinking, she will divorce me. Don't tell her. Serious. How do you get rid of that thought? Lord Jesus.
Amen.
A simple way to drink is to open your mouth.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Saints, it works.
Amen.
Then the joy of fellowship. Right? The joy of fellowship. Very interesting. He spoke about 1 John 3. He says it's one of the deepest verses. The fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. What does that mean? It means the fellowship. The Father is the source. And when 1997, I think Brother Lee said, he said a little bit. In 97, when Brother Lee passed away, the first brothers meeting we have in 97, right? That was the first elders meeting we have in Anaheim without Brother Lee in that meeting. We all sat there, right? Because we always have Brother Lee with us in that meeting. I was in that meeting. Brother Andrew, Brother Benson, they said, brothers, don't worry. We still have the Lord with us.
Amen.
He says, we still have the Lord with us. What does that mean? We still have the souls. Yes, we had Brother Lee, but he's gone. What are we going to do? That's why when Brother Andrew stood up, he said, we used to have Brother Lee. Then we have Lee, and then what do we have? We. So now we have Brother We. Why? We still have the source. God is still with us. Praise the Lord. Then we have the joy of knowing God's love. Saints, praise the Lord. We have to know God's love. God loves men. Then he stressed Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who lives, but it's Christ who lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up. The Son of God, if you remember, he stressed this. When the Lord was on the cross, as a man, right? He loved man. That's why he died for us. He died for each one of us. And sometimes, Brother Ron said, if this thing comes through him all the time, he have some sense of even weep for what the Lord did for us. Right. The life that I now live, I live by faith. By faith of the Son of God, who what? He loved us. He loved us and gave himself up for us. Amen. Wonderful. That is knowing God's life. And then you come to the last 2 points, the joy of consecration, and then finally, the joy of doing God's will. Right? In Revelation 4:11, it says, all things were created, right, because of what? Of his will. All things were created because of his will. And he said something like, we need to know the perfect will of God. Not his permissive will, but his perfect will. Lord, what is your will regarding this matter? Of course, we live according to his will. We don't live according to my will or what I want, but no, according to God's perfect will. Praise the Lord. Saints, I'm just looking forward to the next 3 messages again. Serious. So enjoyable. And we are so blessed again here to have our brother Ron to give his time to share this message with us. I am so grateful, saints. I think I've done my part. I tried my best. The brothers told me not to go too far, otherwise they have so much announcement. So they warned me, they forewarned me, so I better stop here. Hallelujah! Saints, what a joy. Let's speak the general subject together. Again, enjoying the Lord. Let's go. Enjoying the Lord. And again.
Enjoying the Lord.
And
praising God.
Praise the Lord.